With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's something President Biden insisted he would not do until he did.
President Biden has pardoned his son Hunter following convictions on tax and gun charges. This is an announcement that wipes the slate clean and ensures that Hunter Biden will not be incarcerated as he prepares for sentencing. What's really notable here is this is an action that the White House had repeatedly said over the course of many weeks that the president did not intend to take. President Biden has said that in looking at the facts of the case, he had concluded that Hunter Biden was singled out in, quote, a miscarriage of justice, and was prosecuted because he was the president's son.
That's correspondent Eric Tucker. President-elect Trump describes a pardon as an abusive miscarriage of justice. Also at SRNnews.com, the Canadians insist they are optimistic about relations with the U.S. under the incoming Trump administration.
Canada's ambassador to the United States has said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was successful in convincing President-elect Donald Trump that the Canadian border can't be compared to Mexico's. Kirsten Hillman has said that Trudeau's recent dinner with Trump was a very important step in getting Trump to back away from threatened tariffs on all products. Trump threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if they don't stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across their borders. Hillman says Trudeau's claim that the Canadian border is vastly different than the Mexican border was accepted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Parts of the Great Lakes region seeing fresh snow and face the prospect of even more this week. Western Michigan, parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York State are digging out, and forecasters say more snow is not out of the question. Lake effect snow is measured in feet. In some areas, winter hasn't even officially arrived yet. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 9 points lower, NASDAQ futures 24 points higher. This is SRN News. The Red Kettle campaign is underway.
The Salvation Army's annual effort to raise money for the poor around Christmas will feature thousands of bell ringers outside of stores and other establishments now till December 25th. A big chunk of the Giant Christian Ministry's yearly budget is gathered at this time, and organizers are hoping Americans will be generous. However, with 4 years of inflation and economic precarity weighing people down, generosity may be depressed this season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After more than 5 years of reconstruction work, Notre Dame Cathedral showed off its new self to the world over the weekend. Rebuilt soaring ceilings and creamy, good-as-new stonework have erased somber memories of its devastating fire in 2019. Images broadcast live of a visit by French President Macron showed the inside of the iconic church as worshippers might have experienced it back in medieval times. This is SRN News. Recess appointments could put President-elect Trump at odds with conservatives on the Supreme Court.
Republicans will control the White House and both houses of Congress come January. Trump and his Republican allies are talking about going around the Senate and using temporary resource appointments, which last no more than 2 years. Invoking that authority could result in a fight that leads to the Supreme Court. In its 234 years, the Supreme Court has decided only one case involving recess appointments. In 2014, the justices unanimously ruled that Democrat President Barack Obama's recess appointments to the National Labor Relations Board were illegal. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
American consumers scouring the Internet for online deals, looking to make the most of the post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon on this Cyber Monday. It was back in 2005 that the National Retail Federation coined the term for the Monday after what has been known as Black Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.